The Heavy Duty Parts Report is brought to you by Find It Parts, your ultimate destination for heavy duty truck and trailer parts. Discover a vast range of parts at finditparts.com. Ready to purchase the parts discussed in today's episode? Head over to finditparts.com and get them right away. You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and this is the show where you get expert advice about heavy duty parts that keeps trucks and trailers on the road longer while lowering costs per mile. Recently, Clariance Technologies, who is focused on developing vehicle and fleet management technology innovations for the commercial vehicle, passenger car, recreational off-road machine, and pleasure craft markets, acquired LED Auto Lamps, an Australian-based provider of commercial truck, trailer, and off-highway LED lighting solutions sold in Australia, New Zealand, and Europe. My guest today is Brian Cupcella, the CEO at Clariance Technologies. Brian, welcome to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. So glad to have you here.
Jamie, thank you for having me.
So Brian, for those who may not recognize Clariance Technologies, what well-known North American brands do you have?
Well, Clariance Technologies is comprised of a number of those, Jamie. Trucklight, for instance, manufactures LED lighting for the transportation industry. Davco Technologies manufactures fuel heater water separators for diesel engines. Echo and Code 3 for emergency vehicles, material handling, and Rigid for off-road lighting, and Lumitech for marine lighting.
So any of us that have been selling heavy-duty parts in the North American market for any time would recognize some of those brands. What's the driving force behind Clariance Technologies and your various brands?
Well, Jamie, look, we've seen this business transition from an electrical company to an electronics company, I'd say over the past 10 years, more so in the last five. And when you look at where transportation is going today, whether it's commercial vehicle or automotive, you know, electrification, digitization, and autonomy is coming fast. So, you know, what our goal is to make sure we're positioned as a business, make sure our businesses are positioned to support the industry, whether it's on a heavy truck, an off-road vehicle, a marine vehicle, material handling, et cetera, you know, to make sure we're supporting their needs and mileage requirements.
You're absolutely right. The amount of change in the last few years far exceeds anything in maybe the 15 years before that. So you talk about innovation and developing vehicle and fleet management technology. What's at stake for commercial fleets if they don't innovate?
Well, look, with electrification coming, you know, they've got to know what's happening to their on their equipment, whether it's a tractor or a trailer. Trailers have to get smart to support electric trucks and autonomous vehicles. That truck has to know what's happening in that trailer, whether it's tire pressure, load, weight, et cetera, to accurately predict what the mileage life will be on that heavy truck platform.
Realistically, fleets just have a lot more data to deal with all of the innovations that are coming. So that alone is going to drive innovation.
That's correct. And there's more data that they need that they don't have today. For example, trailers aren't smart today. Trailers over the next 5 to 10 years have to get smart to support the whole electrification initiative that's coming through the industry.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, from your perspective, one of the things I like to highlight is economic impact. There's always an impact economically when we do something, when we don't do something. So really give us a picture, at least from your perspective, with the conversations you have with fleets about what's at stake for them if they innovate, what kind of economic impacts can they achieve if they fail to, how could that negatively impact their business? Just give us an overview.
Well, sure. You know, I think I last read that there's a shortage of 80,000 drivers in the transportation trucking industry today, 80,000. So utilization and uptime are critical. So if they're not innovating, for example, if they're not tracking with sensors, for example, on their tractors and their trailers as to what's failing and when it potentially could fail, so they can improve their maintenance cycles, you know, they're going to have more downtime, right? And when you have a shortage of drivers, that makes it even worse. Utilization is absolutely critical, right? So if your trailer is now smart and is communicating effectively to your tractor, you know how much load you're carrying, how much load you can carry, you can improve the utilization of your fleet, right? Which would require less drivers potentially, you know, in the future, if we're running more efficiently.
And it's really a double-edged sword because as, let's say the next 8 years to, as we approach 2030, it's kind of a pivotal date for baby boomers leaving the job market. And I've seen those numbers predicted to go as high as 160,000 drivers that we would be short in 2030. So the problem is only going to get worse. And to your point, if you have downtime because you're not utilizing your equipment efficiently, then you have that double-edged sword where you're getting impacted negatively financially from both sides of that equation.
That's correct. So that makes it even more important. You know, our road-ready system, which is a trailer telematic system that measures through sensors what's happening on those trailers, it can tell you if the trailer's ready to be on the road. So if you think about the shortage of drivers and it getting worse, drop and hook is more critical in the future. So a driver can pull in, he knows or she knows that that trailer is ready to go and it's loaded, you know, and the dispatch center can help coordinate that with technology. Without that technology, no one knows, right? So it's not only going to cause maintenance problems, efficiency problems, but it could also cause less efficiency problems because the driver doesn't know where to go or if his trailer's ready.
And when you're looking at that from that perspective, this is a big driving force behind some of the decisions you're making with your company, I assume.
That's correct. We have an initiative across all of our businesses to make sure we're supporting where this thing is going, right? Through electrification, but also through digitization and connectivity. And with autonomous vehicles, maybe a little farther out, again, that trailer has to be smart. A driver has to do a lights, tire, and brake check before they leave a yard. If there's no driver in the vehicle, it has to be done remotely, right? So trailers not only have to get smart for electrification, but they've got to get smart for autonomy, which is also going to help the driver shortage problem, you know, in the future.
And with your existing brands, it puts you in contact directly with the fleets at many different levels inside of like the overarching commercial vehicle space or passenger car space. So this gives you a lot of information about what's happening in real time today, I'm sure is very useful in helping planning the future. And that's why you've got that focus on innovation.
That's correct. Our truck light business has been around for 70 years, and it's really the pillar that everything had been built around as we rebranded to Clariance. You know, so our relationships in the industry, you know, go back 70 years, whether it's the trailer OEMs, the fleets themselves, or even into the aftermarket, that's been very strong. And that's opening the doors for us as we bring this technology in.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't have a heavy-duty part number and need to look up a part? Go to parts.diesellaptops.com or download the app on Apple or Android to create your free account. Looking for high-quality fuel injection for heavy-duty applications? Having one supplier for fuel injection allows you to better serve customers by providing them with a complete line, which increases your sales and profitability. Learn more at ambacinternational.com/aftermarket. We're back from our break, and before the break, we were talking about the direction where commercial vehicles are going, the need for innovation. Brian, on November 29th, 2021, you announced that you acquired LED Auto Lamps. Give us some background on them and tell us, why did you acquire that company?
We believe that, you know, as electrification continues to gain traction, the platforms are going to become more of a global platform. We're in today in North America, vehicles and European vehicles are somewhat different. We think there's going to be a lot of similarities going forward. So we're a global company today. One of our goals on top of supporting technology is to make sure we're located in parts of the world where our customers are, whether it's the OEMs or the fleets, right? So acquiring LED Auto Lamps in Australia gives us a stronger footprint in the Australian, New Zealand market and in the UK, where we already were established with our truck light business and our Echo business. But it also adds a number of SKUs that we didn't have to our total portfolio, which really supports, because they're mostly all LED lights, you know, just again, supports our customers' needs going forward with low amp draw technology to support these electric vehicles that are coming.
It seems to me, I've talked with other manufacturers that are both in Europe and in North America, and it does seem to me like the trend is moving towards there being more similarities between the vehicles in the global market than there were in the past. Do you see that coming as well?
No, absolutely. You know, photometric requirements might take a little longer to commonize throughout the globe. That'll happen over time, but voltage will absolutely, I think, come a lot sooner, right? European vehicles tend to run more on the 24-volt systems versus U.S. runs on the 12. I think with electrification, that's going to become a common practice across the industry, which will drive more commonality on the technology.
So our audience is global, but a lot of it is in the North American market. They might be thinking, well, how does this acquisition help something like the Trucklight brand? How would that work?
It'll expand Trucklight's presence globally into other truck and trailer OEMs, which will bring new technology into Trucklight, which could get pushed down into the North American market if we're not utilizing that technology today.
Right. And that expansion does strengthen your relationships with the manufacturers of equipment. So then, like you said, that enables you to work with them. And I'm sure you've got application engineers that are designing and speccing things for them directly. So then all of this has that trickle down effect. The innovation is good for everyone.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Jamie, you know, we've got quite a presence with the automotive OEMs through our rigid business. You know, you tend to see automotive maybe a little further ahead of commercial truck with technology, right? So that relationship is giving us a little bit of insight as to what's coming, that we can be ahead of the ball game with our commercial vehicle customers to make sure we're getting them the technology as quickly as possible or first if possible.
So I'd like to read a portion of the press release. The purchase of LED auto lamps expands Clariant's Technologies' presence outside of North America while strengthening its presence in Australia and Europe, just as electric and autonomous technologies begin to transform the global commercial transportation industry. You keep bringing up the autonomous vehicles. You keep bringing that subject up. How does electric and autonomous technology fit into the big picture for you? Maybe just give us an overview of that and an insight into how you see that going in the mid to near future.
Let's just focus on electric for a second. If you think about electric vehicles and what's most important to the owner, it's mileage, right? They've got to be able to get from point A to point B and know what that mileage is. In our industry that we serve, you know, what can kill battery life are parasitic loads, you know, things like lights or heaters or radios, etc. So we just released an A to Z initiative, which is amps to zero across all of our businesses. Most of what we sell in all of our businesses are LED products, low amp drop products that were really developed back in the early 90s. You know, and back then, amps were able to be reduced by 50% across the board, which was a big help back then with braking systems on trailers, for example. If you think about parasitic loads and what that can do to battery life today, you've got to pull it back down again. So our goal is to reduce the amps by another 50% from where they were, right? So you think about all the lighting systems, headlamps, interior lights, marker lights, you know, tail lights all around those vehicles. There's a lot of amp draw. So the more amp draw we can reduce, the longer battery life and mileage, you know, the owner is going to have. So that's a big push in everything that we're doing globally.
What that brings to mind is how commercial trucks now are getting closer and closer to what you experience in a car. There's so many more systems in a commercial truck, which is all putting load on that electrical system. So that plays a role in it as well, does it not?
That's absolutely right. So our goal is to help offset that because some of that's going to be needed, right? Rollover protection, collision avoidance, right? That's all there for safety for the driver. So we're doing whatever we can do to free up power, again, for mileage, but also for safety systems that have to be employed on these vehicles going forward.
So when people think about your company and the brands that you now have, what's that one thing you want people to remember about what it is that you and your company are trying to do?
In our industry, it's all about uptime, right? Whether it's a heavy truck, a trailer, or somebody driving an off-road vehicle through the desert or a boat on a lake or in the ocean, right? We want to make sure we're giving our customer a quality product that's going to last the life of the vehicle and give them the performance that they need, not have to worry about whether it's going to perform or not. And again, we feel that's even more important going forward with these initiatives that we're seeing the industry push forward.
You've been listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and we've been speaking with Brian Cupcella, the CEO at Clariant's Technologies. To learn more, visit clariantstechnologies.com. Links will be in the show notes. Brian, thank you so much for being on the Heavy Duty Parts Report, and congratulations on the acquisition of LED Auto Lamps.
Jamie, thank you very much. All the best to you.
HDA Truck Pride is the heart of the independent parts and service channel. They have 750 parts stores and 450 service centers conveniently located across the U.S. and Canada. Visit heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride today to find a location near you. Again, that's heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride, and let the heart of the independent service channel take care of your commercial equipment.